Hey buddies, welcome back. Welcome back to 15 Minutes with Frank, the podcast where we talk about youth ministry. And sometimes we talk about my beard and we talk about what I did the last service, but we didn't have a last service. Well, I'll explain a little bit about that in a second. But some of you are here because you want to know who are the winners. Who are the winners of the sweet 15 Minutes with Frank mug or 15 Minutes with Frank t-shirt? And we'll reveal that in due time. This is going to be another different podcast like last episode. We came off the heels of Easter Sunday. And this episode is being recorded on a Friday before my youth service. And the reason why we're doing that is because I won't be here normally when I record this. Because I won't even be at my youth service. Because I will be in Guatemala doing the Lord's work. I mean, I guess doing youth ministry is the Lord's work too. But I'll be doing the Lord's work in the sense of like I'll be in another country serving a country that's super malnourished, serving a people who are super malnourished with some pretty cool people, telling people about Jesus. It's going to be a good time. I'm super excited. I literally haven't packed yet, and I leave in like less than 10 hours. So I should get this done and posted because I got to get going. But anyways, because I love you guys and you guys are my friends, you ladies too. You know, when I say guys, I mean everybody. I'm inclusive. But I love you guys, so I wanted to make sure I do this, let you guys know who the winners are, get in contact with those winners, and get them the stuff that they want. So if you haven't done so, please continue to like and subscribe. I don't know what you're liking. There's actually nothing to like. But please continue to subscribe to the podcast and review and rate it on iTunes. And we're on Google Play. And I just got the email that we're on Stitcher. If you use Stitcher, please let me know. Because I have no idea what that is. But someone said you should get Stitcher. And if you tell me to do something in regards to this podcast, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it. Because I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just like boom, 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 pushing buttons, talking to a microphone, and praying that someone's listening. And some people are listening because you guys are telling me you're listening. But I have no idea what Stitcher is. I barely know what Google Play is. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing. But I know what iTunes is. And if you're on iTunes right now and you're using just getting the feed from iTunes, please subscribe if you haven't done so already and review it. And if you haven't done so, join my email list. Recently joined my email list, you're hearing this podcast because you joined my email list and now you're like in the know of when this episode comes out. And when you subscribe to my email list, you received my brand new spanking fresh, shiny, still in the plastic smell ebook. Okay. Ebooks don't have smell, but you get my point. My ebook, 10 Tips for Preaching to Students, came out, and I'm giving to you all for free just for subscribing to my email list. And I've gotten some pretty cool feedback. It's been so cool hearing y'all talk to me about my ebook. You're like, yo, the book is cool. Like, the tips are great. You know, I like the images, and most of those pictures are from my actual student ministry. Some of those pictures are straight up from Pexels, PEXELS.com, a free stock image site. So I have no shame. I use stock images. They're great stock images. But most of the pictures in there are from my good buddy Teresa, who comes into our student ministry probably once a month or so. And she just takes photos for me and she kills it and she does a good job and then she lets me have them. And basically she knows that the sole purpose of these images are to go on Instagram, to make my Instagram look better or the Fuse Instagram look better. But anyways, the photos came out great. The ebook came out great. And I want to tell you guys, because some of you guys have asked me the question, how did I make the ebook? Like, how did I do that? And it's really simple. I write the book in Google Docs. And then I reread it like a dozen times to make sure it's proofread, to make sure it's like grammatically correct. And probably there's probably still mistakes in there because, you know, I'm a sinner saved by grace. And I still have my flesh. And so sometimes I'm gonna mess up, right? So there's probably a missing punctuation or misspelled word that some nerd out there is like, I saw it. I found it. You can take a deep breath, bro. It's not a big deal. And then after I do that, there's this app. I don't know if it costs money. I've had it for a while, so I don't remember if it was free or I'm pretty sure it's free because it's an Apple app, but maybe it costs money. It's only through, like, if you have a MacBook or a Mac in general. There's this app called iBooks Author, and you can get it in the Apple App Store, the iTunes App Store, Apple, the App Store. Just like press Command Spacebar and then type in App Store and you'll find it. And yeah, it's called iBooks Author, and basically it's like a no brain needed way to make ebooks. It's sweet. It's sweet. And it like took me like maybe a couple hours. Like the longest part was literally writing the book. Like once the book is written, it's just an issue of formatting it into the ebook. And it's like so easy. You literally drop and drag. It's like MailChimp. Think of, if you ever use MailChimp, which everyone uses MailChimp. If you don't use MailChimp, you're not writing emails right. But like they're not. Man, someone needs to sponsor me, man. I can sell MailChimp so well. Why? Anyways, it's a personal rant. It's like MailChimp, man. It's just like just drop and drag. It's super easy. And so iBooks Author, and then you can export it as a PDF. I mean, you can export it onto the iBook store, but like, I'm good. I mean, maybe I should do it, but I don't know. Yeah, so export as a PDF and you're good to go. But yeah, man, the ebook's fun. And if you're like listening to this podcast, you haven't subscribed to my email list, go do it. Go to frankgill.me and like the homepage, like the first page you get to is a big old page with my beard on it that says how you can get my ebook. So yeah, I was at Starbucks today. And I had that unicorn frappuccino. Some of y'all need to chill. Y'all are over exaggerating. Like, it's not that good. In fact, I didn't drink all of it. It's not that great, guys. I don't know what's the big deal. Everyone's like making youth ministry games out of it, talking about it. I know there's like a bunch of Starbucks baristas that hate it. I'm indifferent, dude. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's over an exaggeration. So, but I don't really like frappuccinos that much. I like mochas. I'm starting to drink my coffee black. That's not true. I do put a lot of cream and sugar in it. But like slowly I'm putting less cream and sugar in it. And like slowly enjoying bitter stuff. Like the bitter herbs in Passover. Like that's my favorite part, right? Anyways, let's keep this going. So I'm going on a mission trip tomorrow. And like I'm a little nervous because all of my like student ministry is in the hand of my volunteers. And this is like the true test of student ministry, right? Can your volunteers run the ministry without you? And like, I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous. I'm not nervous that they're going to do, like, they're going to kill it. Like, I have complete confidence they're going to kill it. Honestly, my nervousness is that they're going to be like, it's way better without him. I'm being transparent, like, transparent, like a transparency, guys. I'm being so real. Like, I get nervous that, like, sometimes, like, if I'm not there, they're going to, like either my leaders or even the kids will be like, yo, it's better when he's not here. And I don't know, maybe it's just I'm in my mind, and so I get anxious about it. So, you know, I'm going to make sure when I get back, I get all my leaders, like, a free t-shirt, a new t-shirt, just so they remember how awesome I am. Because I get nervous. My executive pastor, his name is Caleb. He used to be a youth pastor. He's like super fun and like super cool. And I hope, you know, he's going to speak for me and he's going to do a good job. I'm like confident he's going to kill it. But what if like they like him more than me? I think about that sometimes. Anyway, it's all good though. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like this is like legit. This is like the Lord humbling me, right? Like, you know, saying like, you know, youth ministry is about working yourself out of a job. And if this is an opportunity for everyone to step up and they're killing it, then ultimately I'm doing a good job, right? And my reward's in heaven, so it's all good. I know a couple of my leaders listen to this podcast, and so if they listen to it before Sunday, kill it, please. Just keep on killing it. And if they listen to it afterwards, I hope you killed it. If you didn't, then you're fired. No, I'm just kidding. No one's fired. I mean, unless you did something like super sinful and bad, then you are fired. But unless you didn't, then you're not fired and you're good. But yeah, I'm going on a missions trip and I'm nervous because I'm like I have to go without a phone. Like I'm taking my phone, but I won't have like a data plan or something while I'm in the field. So like I'm going to be like on airplane mode majority of the day. And then it won't be until like at night and early in the morning when I have Wi-Fi that I'll be able to take my phone. Like, I don't think I'm addicted to my phone. I mean, maybe I am. Some people probably say I am, but like not being able to like call people makes me nervous. I can call people. It's just going to cost $1 trillion and 42 cents, you know? But yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out, right? Like, I'll survive and maybe it's good to detox from my phone for a week and, you know, maybe do the Lord's work and focus on, you know, helping kids see Jesus. That would be, that'd be probably a big win, right? So I'm going on a mission trip tomorrow. I'm excited. Going to Guatemala. Have you ever been to Guatemala? It's a beautiful country. Specifically going to this village, or this city. Is it a city or like a province or something? It's called Huehuetenango. And I'm going to like these small villages in Huehuetenango. And it's, I went there last year, and I'm going again in a couple months with my students. I'm super excited about it. So anyways, let's talk about what a lot of people came here for. If you don't know, I'm giving away either a t-shirt or a mug. So I'm going to pick two winners, two people, one person from the people who subscribe to my, who subscribe to my email list, and one person who reviewed on iTunes, right? I'm going to choose one person from each, and they're going to win of their choice, either a t-shirt or a mug. So like, they're like, I'm good with, I don't need another t-shirt. And plus, I wouldn't wear a t-shirt, but I would get a mug, right? Then you can choose a mug. If you're like, nah, man, I want to wear that shirt. I want to wear your face everywhere. Then get the t-shirt. I have big dude sizes too. So it's like, everyone's going to win in this. But even if you don't win, dude, listen, go to frankhill.me. Click on the store and go like if you have a couple of dollars, dude, buy a shirt or buy a mug. I would love for you to buy that stuff. Cause like, listen, if you buy that stuff, you're supporting the ministry. You're supporting me. If you support me, you're supporting this podcast. And if you like this podcast, that's a way to let me know you like the podcast. You know what I'm saying? It makes it all worth this while, right? Like, I have an expensive microphone in front of me. I got a MacBook. I got energy bills that I'm paying. I would say I have a mortgage. I'm going to have a mortgage soon probably. But I have an apartment I'm paying rent in. I have a dog. You know, I got a lot of stuff I got to do, right? So if you can help. I mean, obviously, I mean, yeah, I work for a church, but like, it's ministry. So you, like, no one's banking at church, right? I mean, some pastors are, but like, I'm not one of those guys. I'm not convincing my church to give me a private jet, right? Like, no one's gonna buy me a private jet. I rode first class for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and it blew me away. And it's probably never happening again. Right? It's never happening again. So anyways, I'm totally off tangent here. If you want to pick up a shirt, pick up a mug, go to frankgill.me, click on the store, you'll be good to go. All right, let's pick some winners. So I'm using the Pick Me app from the DYM Games. I'll put a link in the description of the show notes, and you'll be able to go to DYM Games. I think there's an option for like $5 a month. You just have this game. This games app is killer. Again, DYM is not paying for me for this. So Josh and Doug, if you're listening, or anyone else over in California, in Santa Rancho Margarita, I think that's where it is. Santa Rancho Margarita. It's something like that. It's somewhere, some obscure suburb of LA. All right. If you're listening, dude, listen how good I'm pitching this. All right, DYM Games app. It's a games app that you can play games with on your computers at your youth group. It's amazing, and I'm gonna demonstrate. And you're not, you can't see anything because this is a podcast. This is an audio experience, but you have to trust me that I'm going to use this app called Pick Me from the games app. And basically, you drop a bunch of names in, and it picks names, right? And so everyone has an opportunity to have a fair chance to win this, and it's random. And so I already put the names in for the people who reviewed the podcast on iTunes, and you're going to hear it in a second. It go off, and it's going to go do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then when I hit the space bar again, it will pick a winner, and then you're going to be a winner for one of those things, and hopefully I can be able to contact you. But some of you guys on iTunes have the weirdest names. You need to change your names to a first and last name. But I'll figure out how to contact you. All right, let's do this for the Okay. So the winner is a guy or a girl, I don't know, because it's a fake name. Laggy McLaggerson. Now I have no idea. I have no idea how I'm gonna figure out I'm gonna contact this person, but I'm gonna do everything I can. If you're listening, you have till I get back from Guatemala to contact me and figure out, my screen name is on iTunes is Laggy McLaggerson. If that's your name, contact me and like figure out, like go to my website, hit the contact page, and I would love to get you a shirt or a mug. But you won, and I'll try to figure out how to contact you. But if I don't hear from you by next week when I get back, then maybe I'll give it to somebody else. because there's other people who put their real name on there that can easily contact. But Lagerman Lagerson, you have a chance. You have a chance to win because you commented. I think you commented recently too, so you are a listener to this podcast, I believe. So if you're listening, hit me up, frank@frankgill.me, or just go to my website, frankgill.me, hit the contact section, and I will get you your stuff, and we can contact there. All right, so let's go over to iTunes. iTunes people, not iTunes, the MailChimp people, the people who sign up for my mail list. Okay, so we're going to go pick me. What's cool about pick me is you can save games, and like I saved a bunch of names already, and so let's see if I can find it. Here we go. Open Sesame. All right. There's a bunch of names in here. A ton more names than there was in the review. All right. And then this person, again, I'm going to be able to contact you because I have your email. And you will be... I'll contact you and you can tell me what you want. All right, guys. Is there more, like, pressure because it's, like just audio? I don't know. We'll see. All right. Here we go. I'll make sure everyone's name goes through once. I'm watching. It's cool because I know some of these people. I know a good amount of these people. Some good friends. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Matt Spanaugle. I don't know. Spanaugle. Matt Spanaugle. All right, Matt. You won. I'm going to contact you because I do have your name and your email address. I'm going to hit you up and you want either a shirt or a mug. Congratulations. Everyone else, I'm sorry. But listen, this won't be the last time I'm going to give stuff away. I mean, if I have something I don't want, I'm going to give it to you guys. I'm going to figure out a way to give it to you guys. So I love it. Thanks for signing up for my newsletter, man. It means so much to me. It means so much to me that you guys are interested in this podcast, that you would be willing to give me your email so I can put something in your inbox once a week. And again, if you want still a shirt or a mug, you can still get one. You go to frankgill.me and click on store. With that being said, I am going to be gone for a week. So this is why this podcast is coming out early. I'm going to be on a mission trip. So till then, please continue to do all the subscriptions. Subscribe to everything. Comment, review. Tell your friends about this podcast. This is a fun time. And next week, the next time you hear my voice, next time there's an update in the podcast app for 15 Minutes of Frank, you will see a podcast, or you'll hear a podcast of me reviewing My Night Before, where I preach my very first message on Hosea. I'm doing a two-week series on Hosea. And it's going to be interesting because the word whore is used a lot in the book of Hosea. I actually sent an email to all the parents saying, by the way, we're going to be in Hosea. And Hosea says some words that might be weird. I don't know. I don't know what's weird for some people. But it's saying words, and we want you to know about it. If you have any questions, let me know. And I've never preached Hosea to students, but I think it's beautiful. It's a beautiful illustration of how God is faithful and relentless with his love, and we are so faithless and adulterous with our sin. And so I'm excited to paint this picture for our students, and hopefully they'll get it and they don't just get stuck on the word horror in the first round. I have a really cool object lesson I'm going to share with you guys. But till then, I will see you guys when I get back from Guatemala. Bye, buddies. I'm